Sometimes our Father's answer to our prayer is delayed, and at other times it is immediate. A young missionary was to learn a marvelous lesson in this story entitled, An Answered Prayer.
The year was 1978. A young missionary stood near the fountain in the city square of Baden by Vienna in Austria. A collage of emotions swirled about him as he stood in the cold winter wind. He pondered his current predicament. Rent for the apartment was due. He needed to purchase food. He was in debt to the mission for over $100, and to his dismay, the bank had just refused to cash his most recent support check from back home. Not only had the bank teller refused to honor the recent check, but the teller compounded his embarrassment by publicly humiliating him. In an elevated voice, which startled all the other customers and bank staff in the building, the teller called him a thief. Then his humiliation was further intensified when police involvement was threatened. The entire matter arose when his previous support check, which had been cashed by the Austrian bank, failed to clear the American bank on which the check was written. This January day found him once again at the Austrian bank attempting to cash his most recent support check, assuming that the matter of the previous check had been settled. To his great humiliation and embarrassment, he learned this was not the case. The matter of the previous check was still unresolved. Fortunately, the bank manager intervened, thus saving him from further humiliation by the teller. The manager granted additional time for the previous check to clear, but refused to cash the current check. The young missionary was then allowed to leave. Now he and his companion stood in the town square as he silently offered supplication to our Heavenly Father regarding the money needed for the rent which was due that very day. He also needed money to purchase food for the month. His reverie was broken by the sound of a woman's voice calling from across the square. "Elders, elders, are you Mormon missionaries?" He turned to see a lady excitedly hurrying in his direction. "Are you Mormons?" she repeated her question as she approached them. "Yes, we are," he responded. He was very puzzled. Neither he nor his companion were accustomed to such enthusiastic greeting from unknown Austrian citizens. The excited lady drew near the two young missionaries and introduced herself. She was Sister Seeger, a visitor from Germany who was staying in Baden by Vienna, where she was receiving medical treatments. She was a member of a ward in Germany. They stood on that cold January day in the town square and talked of the gospel and their lives. Eventually, the chill of the wind forced them to go their separate ways. As they said goodbye, Sister Seeger pressed something into the young elder's hand and then hurried away. The missionary lowered his eyes and slowly opened his closed hand. Tears of gratitude moistened his face as he looked at a gift of $100, enough money to pay the rent and buy food.